This is Football Nation. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL. Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Football Nation. It is week 14 of the 2013 NFL season. It's also the fantasy football playoffs. I'm Bill Enright. With me, as always, is Todd DeVries. Todd, a very interesting week in the NFL and in fantasy football this coming weekend.
Very interesting, except for tonight's game. Very not interesting.
I mean, this might be the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Two and what's their record?
They're 5-19 combined.
Oh, like that is just
5-19.
This might be the worst primetime game in the history of primetime games.
The only real intrigue here is, you know, especially if the Texans lose, they're really in the driver's seat for the number one pick in the 2014 NFL draft.
Listen, you never want to see your team lose, but if you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, you want this two-game winning streak to end. And if you're a Houston Texans fan, you want this 10-game losing streak to continue to 11 games because you want that first overall pick.
Yeah, this is an intriguing year for the draft. I mean, both of these teams, I think you would agree, both these teams need a quarterback.
True.
Obviously, the Jacksonville Jaguars do. And Houston, Bill, I mean, you know, the Matt Schaub days are over.
Yep.
And Case Keenum, you know, he's a little nice little spark plug, nice stopgap type of guy, you know, relief pitcher.
Right.
But I don't think he's your franchise guy moving forward.
No, both of these squads, they need a franchise quarterback. I mean, to think that the Jaguars drafted Blaine Gabbert 2 years ago in the first round, and he has the same amount of touchdown passes as their running back, Maurice Jones-Drew. They both have one. Yeah, that's just absurd.
One.
Yeah, one.
One.
Uno.
I mean, that's just insane. Yeah. So, you know, Bill, I mean, you know, there's not a lot of juice for tonight's game at all. And the game is in Jacksonville, correct?
Yes, it is.
What's the over-under on the attendance there?
I don't know. How many does that stadium fill? 60,000?
We'll never know because they never fill it, ever.
No. The only time they fill it is the Super Bowl.
And they're never going to have another Super Bowl there.
Why?
Jacksonville?
Yeah, why do you say that?
The reviews from that Super Bowl were less than stellar.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're never going to get one again.
When was the last time they had it?
Eagles-Patriots.
Oh.
The only
Kevin,
time.
Were you with the Pats then?
No, I was like a sophomore in college. Maybe a freshman in college.
All right. Have you heard any stories about the Super Bowl when they, you know, from Fred and the guys?
No, they didn't speak that fondly of it. They seemed like it was kind of boring. I lived down there for like 7 months in Jackson.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was really
doing
fun.
What?
I was working for the PGA Tour, PGA Tour Entertainment.
Okay.
I did TV for like Golf Channel and PGA Tour Entertainment for a whole golf season.
Okay.
So I had fun. I mean, I was in college at the time. I moved down there. And I had Jack's Beach is pretty legit. I mean, it's like this whole strip of bars that's like right on the water.
Right.
And you can literally walk out the bar, like kind of in your bare feet right onto the beach.
That's cool.
But where the Super Bowl actually was kind of more in the city, and it's just not as nice in the city.
Right.
Like Jacksonville Beach, or they call it Jack's Beach, is like 20 to 25 minutes south. And there's really no public transportation that gets you there. You just got to kind of live around there.
Okay.
So like that was, I found that nicer and more enjoyable than going out in the actual city. The actual city itself was just kind of boring and dull.
All right, so no more Super Bowls in Jacksonville.
It's really small.
Stand correct.
And I was down there. I ended up finishing right around the start of football season, like around Labor Day. Mm-hmm. But I went to both Jags preseason games just to kind of get a feel for, you know, what the stadium was like, and just because I wanted to see football games.
Right.
And there was nobody there. There might have been like 15,000 people there.
What year is this?
This was 2008.
Were they any good that year?
I don't think so. They haven't been good in quite a while. But
about the Mark Brunell years were like their only.
Yeah, I mean, they were the only time they were good is kind of when they were born, like back when they lost to the Pats in that
Tom Coughlin.
That AFC title game in like 96 or whatever it was. But yeah, it was like I think the area just south of Jacksonville where I lived was nice, but the city itself just didn't have a lot to offer, and especially when you're talking about the mass chaos and the mass amount of people that the Super Bowl brings, and like
the city just couldn't handle it.
No, but like let's be honest, Bill, too. When you go to the Super Bowl, right, whether you're a media member or a fan or like a guy that works for the team like me, you know, you do have a work function, and you know, there's a time for that, but you want to party. You know,
like
you want to live it up. You want to go out at night. You want to go see like, good music, go to good bars, like maybe experience a lot of the, you know, the culture and the nightlife that that place has to, or that particular city has to offer. And there wasn't a ton of it. It was pretty boring.
2007, the Jags were 11-5.
Oh, so they were good then. But I was there in 2008.
5-11.
There you go. Not high expectations.
They flip-flopped it.
Yeah. But yeah. there was nobody there. They actually, the game that I wanted to go to, guys, and that I was really pissed about missing, is that like a month or so after I left, they had the cocktail party there, Georgia and Florida.
Right.
They had it at where the Jaguars play. I think it was like Alltel at the time. I don't know what it is now. But that was the game I was like, oh my God, that would be epic. Cause that, you know, the place was banged out and the college tailgating atmosphere there and the big rivalry game.
Sure.
I was like, that would have been epic to go to.
All right, enough about Jacksonville. I really could care less. I shouldn't have even brought up the subject that they'll have a Super Bowl because apparently the city sucks and the only thing good is the weather.
Yeah, we have a couple fantasy guys that call in from Jacksonville. We could maybe one of them will call up too and try to.
That's right, we do.
I think we have Todd in Jacksonville and there might be one more.
Yeah, Vincent or something.
So maybe they'll call up.
By the way, the number is 855-728-7500. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. I know a lot of people out there trying to set their lineups for the fantasy football playoffs. We're here to help you do that. We'll be taking your emails. We'll be taking your calls throughout the day. The Browns and the Pats kick off this weekend, Todd.
Ooh.
And there was a viral video that was absolutely hilarious. The angry Browns fan did a tremendous remix of some holiday classic songs with a twist geared toward the Cleveland Browns. Probably the funniest sports viral video I've seen since that crazy, annoying, loud, bald guy went to the NFL draft.
You.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he'll join us a little bit later in the show to talk about the Cleveland Browns and the Patriots are playing this weekend, and also his video. I mean, it's absolutely gone viral this week. It's hilarious. We'll play a little bit of the clips later on, but I'm excited to talk to him. Brad, the angry Browns fan.
Brad.
Yes.
He has a name. Okay.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if he was like a, you know, just angry Browns fan or Brad, the angry Browns fan. I'm glad you clarified that.
Well, his name is Brad, but he goes by the angry Browns fan. Actually, you can follow him on Twitter, @AngryBrownsFan.
He has a lot to be angry about, too.
Hey, you're damn right he does. I mean, if you were a fan of the Cleveland Browns, and we'll talk about this with him. Todd, you and I say it all year long. Patriot fans, you have so much to be thankful for. Since 1999, the New England Patriots have started 3 quarterbacks, the least in the NFL, mostly because Tom Brady has been so damn consistent. The Browns, on the other hand, the absolute opposite, the polar opposite. They've started 20 different quarterbacks since 1999.
Yeah, every week. It's like, who's the quarterback this week? Do we know?
Jason Campbell, I believe.
It is Jason Campbell. So back to Campbell.
Back to Campbell.
All right.
Yes. So that we'll talk to Brad, the angry Browns fan, or Brad, a.k.a. the angry Browns fan. We'll talk about his holiday classic songs. With a, you know, the remix of the holiday classics. Now the Thursday night game, tonight's game, Texans and the Jaguars, very much a snoozer. But the Sunday night game, Todd, Panthers and the Saints, that's something we can look forward to.
That's a big game. You know, the Saints are coming off the huge crushing defeat at Seattle. And now they're tied with the Panthers, and they've yet to play them, Bill. They're in the same division.
Yep.
And they play them twice in the next 3 weeks. This game is in the dome. So the friendly confines of the dome, I think that gives the Saints a little bit of an edge there. The Panthers have won how many in a row? Eight
in a row, the longest active win streak in the NFL.
Wow. So huge clash, you know. So this is why you love the flex. The NBC has the flex for this, and they flexed it to the primetime. So looking forward to that one. Who do you think comes out on top in that one?
You know, I do think the Saints rebound. I think Drew Brees has a good game. We know the Panthers' defense is legit. Patriot fans saw that firsthand a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Football. Carolina's defense, real good. But I just think the Saints, they're too tough to keep down 2 weeks in a row. Obviously, the embarrassing loss last week to the Seattle Seahawks. And I think they bounce back in a big way down in the Superdome.
They need to win it. The pressure's on the Saints, more so than the Panthers, I think.
Why is that?
You got to win at home, man.
Yeah.
Got to win at home. You lose this game, and then you got to go to Carolina in a couple weeks. Who knows what the weather's going to be like? you know, the Saints could be a wild card team having to go on the road. The Saints need as many home games as they can get in the playoffs. Tough to beat in New Orleans. So I agree with you. I think they're going to pull out the Sunday night game. But if they don't, man, I mean, they're in trouble. Because if they lose that game, Bill, they will have lost three out of their last six games.
That's tough. You don't expect that from the Saints. Not this year.
No. And, you know, I'm looking at the tiebreakers here. If they do split, if the Saints and Panthers split, I mean, they have the same division record right now, so they would still have the same division record. They almost have the identical conference record, 7-1 and 7-2. So it's gonna be really close if they split that two-game series.
And then the Monday night game, Todd, a lot of playoff implications as far as the NFC East goes. We have the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Chicago Bears in Chicago.
The weather outside is frightful for that one, Bill.
Yeah.
Chicago, the high on Monday, and again, this is a night game, obviously. The high is 26, the low is 5. So at game time, you're probably talking in the teens.
Yeah.
With the temperatures dropping into the single digits by the end of the game. You know, I don't know who that favors. Probably doesn't help Tony Romo too much.
I don't think so.
But that's a huge game. You know, Dallas is 7-5, tied with the Eagles for the NFC East lead. Bears are hanging on, Bill. They need to win this game. They're 6-6. They lose this game, and they're in trouble.
I think the Bears, you know, everything that's going in the Lions' direction and everything that's happening with the Browns, we know Jay Cutler, by the way, is not going to play. So it will be Josh McCown under center. And just the way that things are going for the Lions and the way that things that are going for the Bears, I can't see Chicago making the playoffs.
Well, this weekend could decide it, because it's interesting because the Eagles play the Lions and the Bears play the Dallas. So there's going to be a lot of rooting going on between these four teams.
Oh, very interesting. Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Bears rooting for the Eagles, you know, Dallas is rooting for the Lions, and then vice versa for the Monday night game. So, if the Bears lose this game and the Lions win, it's curtains for the Bears this season. They'll be a couple games behind the Lions with only a few games left. So, huge game for the Bears. And, you know, I like watching the games in the elements, Bill. We talked about this after the Patriots-Broncos epic a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
I like watching games this time of year in the cold, you know, seeing the players try to keep warm on the sidelines and all that stuff. I like that. I like watching games in Chicago in prime time. So I'm looking forward to that one.
It's funny you bring that up, because I think this weekend we'll have some snow on the ground in possibly Philadelphia. We'll have some snow on the ground in Green Bay. It's going to be super cold in Chicago. I know the Midwest is getting slammed right now with a wintry mix. Some teams, like the Rams and the Cardinals, I don't think they have to worry about anything. They play in a dome. But, yeah, you're right. Chicago should be a little bit of, if not wacky weather, just freezing conditions.
I'm looking at the weather right now for all the games. Cincinnati, wintry mix.
Okay.
Washington, Chiefs at Washington, wintry mix. Vikings at Ravens, wintry mix. Raiders at Jets, chance of snow. Lions, Eagles, rain and snow. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of this. Packers, snow.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, snow. Good Lord, Denver, snow.
It's interesting you bring that up, Todd, because from a fan, you know how you guys, we were talking on Tuesday about how all of a sudden in the playoffs, when you're in the fantasy playoffs, kicking and in defense, you know, those count as points too. Those are valuable points.
Sure.
So when you're looking at your possible potential kickers that you're going to start this week, it's definitely a concern of mine. The guy I've ridden all season is Mason Crosby. I don't know if I want to start Mason Crosby at Lambeau in the wind and snow, you know?
You know, once the football gets to a certain temperature, it becomes really dull.
It's really hard to kick.
And dense and hard to kick.
It's like
sure.
a brick. So
you
like,
you need to stretch those balls.
So yeah, exactly. Let me
stretch
find that
those
one.
Balls.
Yeah,
there's no delay of game. Mm-hmm. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls.
That's right, Mr. Hockley.
But so anyway, I'm all of a sudden, Bill, I was like you guys looking at the weather forecast. You know, you're in the playoffs. There's money involved. You need those points. You don't want to have a goose egg up there at the kicking position, you know?
Is that your wacky way of asking which kicker you should use instead of me?
No, I'm not asking you because it's a crapshoot. I'm just looking. I'm actually on my waiver wire as we're doing the show, just looking at warm weather kickers. You know,
aren't many to choose from, bud.
Or indoor kickers, a guy like Garrett Hartley or something that's kicking in a dome.
How about
Scobie Dobie Doo?
How about Mike Nugent? Bengals kicker.
Is he inside?
Inside. He's playing inside in the dome in Indianapolis.
Yeah, you got to look for. It's just, I think it's for all our listeners. You know, you have guys that you depend on all year. Like I had Mason Crosby from week one through now, and all of a sudden I'm second guessing. You know, going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's just an interesting point that we were talking about weather. That's all.
The game's in Cincinnati, by the way.
Yeah, it is in Cincinnati.
I just said
it is.
Snowing.
Yeah. So you don't.
There's two dome games this week. It's Rams at Cardinals, Panthers at Saints.
Yeah, I mean, there are guys available. Like I believe for the Panthers, Graham Gano is their kicker.
Yep.
He hasn't had a great year. Garrett Hartley, who I never trust for the Saints, is available in a lot of leagues. I'm even looking at a guy like, you know, look at you know what the Houston defense put up just to complete. You know, no show last weekend against the Patriots. They gave up a ton of points to the Jags 2 weeks ago. There's a rematch tonight, and I'm looking, you know, a guy like Josh Scobie, who's, you know, pretty
not a bad option,
pretty reliable, kicking in a warm, yeah, kicking in a warm weather climate. I'm actually debating here, sitting here, guys, dropping Mason Crosby and starting Josh Scobie just because I know he's at least going to have a severe advantage in terms of conditions that he's kicking in.
Two coldest games this weekend are Falcons at Packers, high of 20. And Titans at Broncos, high of 17.
Ugh.
17, and it's a 4 o'clock game. Well, so it's like 2 o'clock out there. But
yeah.
It'll be getting dark in the second half. The low is supposed to be 8.
Yeah, wow. I think if you really want sort of that safe bet for at least trying to get like 5 or 6 points out of your kicker, I mean, it kind of behooves you to try to look for a guy who's either kicking indoors or kicking in the state of Florida, you know?
Right.
So just a quick thought, just since we were tying in weather.
Todd, when it's inclement weather, do you think it favors the offense or the defense?
Well, it depends on the wind. Are you talking just weather or wind?
Well, snow, rain.
I think it favors the offense a little bit.
Yeah, I do too, because the offensive guys know where they're going.
Yeah.
The defensive guys, you know, they have to try to keep up.
No, and people overreacted. You know, I don't think a lot of people have looked at the weather yet, mm-hmm. but I haven't gotten a lot of emails, I don't know about you, about weather yet, Bill.
No, not yet.
But I think when they start looking at this, I mean, we just rattled it off. There's like literally like 8 or 9 games that could be in snow or some sort of wintry mix.
Right.
People freak out. Every year it happens, Bill. Should I bench Tom Brady because it might snow? You know,
yeah.
It's like ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kickers, I hear you. Everything else, you got to go with your guys. If it's 40-mile-an-hour winds, then it's a little trickier.
The people that are panicking about the weather and they're, you know, debating to bench their studs in fantasy football are the same type of people that are out at the grocery store buying, you know, weeks worth of bread and water and milk. You know, they're panicking, right. And there's really nothing to panic about.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You can't worry about the weather. I mean, the only thing I worry about, again, is passing game in the wind. That's the only thing.
That's it.
And I'm not seeing a lot of wind. I'm just seeing a lot of wintry mixes, so it's going to be wet and sloppy.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, we are taking your fantasy football start and sit questions throughout the show. The number here is 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500. Email us your lineup questions as well, webradio@patriots.com. And don't forget, we're always answering questions on Twitter. Maybe you're listening to the show on the Patriots app a little bit later in the week or as a podcast on the website. You can follow us on Twitter. Todd is at CFFGeek, at CFFGeek. I am at Bill Enright, and you can follow the official Fantasy Football Champs Twitter handle as well, at FFChamps. Todd, I think we should take a quick break. When we come back, Football Nation just getting started here. Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts is going to join us a little bit later. And plus, Brad, a.k.a. the Angry Browns fan, is going to help us break down the Browns versus Patriots matchup. That's all coming up next, right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now.
Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Don't drop the ball, no seem to say, cut him today.
Trade him, trade him, trade him, trade him.
Release Greg Little, release Greg Little, release Greg Little.
Go.
His hands are broke, he can't catch the ball.
All right, welcome back to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio. That was a very angry Browns fan Christmas brought to you by Brad, the angry Browns fan, who joins us right now here on Football Nation. Brad, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, no problem. That was the voice of an overweight angel.
Now, I was just going to ask you, Brad, first of all, the video's hilarious, very creative genius, it's very funny, perfect timing with Christmas and the holidays and the struggles that the Browns fans are going through right now. I wanted to ask you, is that actually you singing?
It is, everything. Background vocals, foreground vocals, everything.
I mean, were you in choir or anything growing up? Because you actually have a pretty good voice.
Oh, in high school, but mainly it's, you know, drinking at the bar and singing karaoke.
There you go. All the practice, practice makes perfect, as we like to say. Exactly. My co-host Todd and I, we love the Greg Little part. I don't know why, but that's the one that I actually, like, had to really burst out laughing.
Thank you.
Yeah, take us behind the scenes here. You know that VH1 show, Behind the Music, right? So take us, you know, behind the scenes of how you created this masterpiece. Are you sitting at a bar? Were you loaded when you did this? Like, how did you come up with the lyrics to this?
No, I was just writing them. But basically, when I shot it, it's in my basement with black curtains and Christmas lights, so there's no glamour behind it, you know?
Yeah. Great stuff, great stuff. The old man Whedon one, he's the oldest rookie ever. I mean, that every part of the video just really made me crack up. And we wanted to bring you on today because it just so happens that we host a show for the Patriots, and the Browns are playing the Pats this weekend.
Oh, perfect timing, you know.
Now, go ahead, Todd. So you're the angry Browns fan, right? So you have a lot to be angry about this time of year, most every year in Cleveland. In terms of the annual frustration, where does 2013 rank compared to the other seasons?
This one's pretty much up there because we just drafted, you know, Whedon last season. We had Richardson last season, and now both of those seem like it was a waste of an entire draft class last year. So, I mean, we got Josh Gordon, but that's about it. So right now we're just waiting for next year again.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I watched your this video, I saw some of the other videos you've done. One was your reaction to the Trent Richardson trade a few months ago. So, you know, you were pretty angry about that, and Bill and I were as well. We didn't know what the hell was going on and, you know, why the Browns did that. But right now, you know, Trent Richardson's gone in the dumper. What are your thoughts now regarding the Trent Richardson trade?
Oh, that trade made perfect sense, and now it makes sense to win why they weren't using him that much in the season. You know, when they weren't running him, Browns fans, including myself, were wondering why we weren't using Trent Richardson. I think they were just keeping him healthy just to ship him somewhere else.
Hmm. Interesting there. I wonder why. Something has to have happened because he had a great season last year. I mean, I know he was a little bit banged up. He had 950 yards. He had 12 touchdowns. He had 50 catches. What happened to Trent Richardson that all of a sudden he just doesn't even look like a former Division I player, let alone a first-round pick?
I think he lost a smile, you know?
Brad, you mentioned Josh Gordon. He's been an absolute animal this year. Both Todd and I are big fantasy football guys, and Josh Gordon, he's on all of our teams because – a lot of people were worried about the two-game suspension, but we knew that he's something special. Todd watched him a lot in Baylor. When you think about the Browns going forward for future seasons, he's one of their shining stars. But who else comes to mind for you?
Jordan Cameron. You know, he was blown up until all the quarterbacks started swapping around. So Jordan Cameron looks good, and of course Gordon looks good. So
yep.
Those two, I would say, you know, if we get a running back and we somehow find a quarterback, then our offense should be better. But our defense has played great this year, so those are the bright spots.
What are the thoughts? I know the season isn't really truly over yet. It kind of is over for Cleveland Brown fans. What are the thoughts going into the draft next year? Do you think they're going to try to, you know, package their first-round draft picks and grab a quarterback? This is a pretty good quarterback class coming up.
I hope so. I hope they just go all out and just finally find a quarterback. I would go crazy and use all the draft picks and just find a quarterback, do a reality show, line them up and have fans vote and find the one guy, use all, however many picks they got, use them all and get one guy.
Brad, you may be the most famous Browns fan as the angry Browns fan. And by the way, you can follow Brad on Twitter, @angrybrownsfan. In terms of popularity, there's something else that comes to mind when I think of the Cleveland Browns. It's that quarterback jersey with all of the names of the different starters for the last, I don't know, 15 seasons. And there was an article on Deadspin a couple weeks ago. Since 1999, the Cleveland Browns has started 20 different quarterbacks, which is the most in the NFL. On the other hand, you look at a team like the Patriots, they've started just three quarterbacks, which is the least amount since 1999. Brad, just as a Browns fan, can you just reach out to the Patriot fans out there and let them know how lucky they really are?
I think they have no idea what they have, because the quarterback is the most important position out there, and to have 20, and going into this weekend, we may have 21. We still don't know who the starter is.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, my God, to have Tom Brady, I might give up half of the team just for Brady.
It's amazing. I mean, Patriot fans, you have to be fortunate, and you have to be thankful, because yeah. you could be like Brad, who's had a couple of tough seasons the last few years.
Just a couple.
Yeah, just a couple.
So Brad, do you have any new pieces of music in the works as the season comes to a close?
I made the first one, and then the end of the video says, you know, send your lyrics in. So I'll have some fan submissions in with a couple of originals, and I'll release another video in a upcoming week or so.
Is there a way that fans can still do that? How can they reach you?
Oh yeah, they can just use the hashtag Angry Browns Fan, and then I'll find the lyrics, and then I've been getting some really good ones. I've been getting some really bad ones, so we'll see what's out there.
All right, awesome. So, Patriot fans, if you want to chime in, maybe after this weekend you see something on the field with the Pats and the Browns going at each other, you can hit up Brad on Twitter, at Angry Browns Fan, and you can use the hashtag to suggest some lyrics, hashtag Angry Browns Fan. Brad, congratulations on the popularity of the video. It's hilarious. I love it. And best of luck to the Browns in the future.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Kevin, why don't you play those two clips again? I want to hear those two clips real quick.
Best catch the ball, don't drop the ball. Most seem to say cut him today.
Trade him, trade him, trade him, trade him.
Release Greg Little.
Release Greg Little. I love it. I mean, Todd, I love it. And you watch the video.
Amigo con grande cabeza.
Yes, that's right. You watch the video online, and he does hand motions. He's dancing around. The lyrics pop up on screen. It's just a really well done video. He did a tremendous job with it.
My 9-year-old son thinks it's the bomb.
It is the bomb. Do they still say that? The bomb?
I don't know.
Do they still say off the chain?
Off the chain. No idea.
That video is off the chain. That video is the bomb. No, it's fantastic. It absolutely is. Kevin, did you see that video before I told you that we're going to have him on today?
I had not.
And what did you think when I told you?
You dropped the bomb on me, Bill.
It's funny, right?
I was cracking up.
NFL AM played a lot of his clips today, this morning.
It sort of makes you, especially the Release Greg Little one, makes you kind of want to dance. Like you get a little...
Well, he does dance. He does dance.
No, but it makes you want to dance as, like, the viewer. Just like you're just kind of – I wish there was a camera on me watching his video, and there's just kind of this awkward movement about me, you know?
They had it on NFL AM. I think Walter Payton's daughter, Brittany Payton, did, like, a some kind of pop culture mixed in with the NFL, and they played two or three of the songs from the video, and it's just good stuff. It's funny. Brittany Payton, by the way, is beautiful. You know who I'm talking about, guys? Brittany Payton.
Bill, you spend a lot of time watching the NFL Network, don't you?
Yeah, that's all I do.
NFL AM.
That's all I do. Nicole Zalumis, or whatever her name is, Molly Quarum, and then he got Brittany Payton on. Brittany Payton is just, she might take the cake.
More than Molly?
Well, Molly, I have a sweet spot in my heart for Molly. But, I mean, Brittany, I like my women like I like my coffee, Todd. Strong, black, sweet, and they can keep you up all night.
There you go.
And, no comment.
Yeah. Bill sticking his foot in his mouth for the second show in a row.
That's right.
I can't transition from that, Bill. You have to save yourself on that one.
I'm going to have to save myself from the awkward pause from Todd and Todd and
if only Kevin would save you with some more Angry Browns fans. That's really what you need.
The first one is he says he's talking about Devon Bess. He talks about Devon Bess. Talks about Brandon Whedon. Talks about the team's owner. Talks about Greg Little. It's good stuff. But Patriot fans, just be thankful that you have a team to root for like the Patriots. Again, the Pats have started three quarterbacks since 1999. The Browns have started 20.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. This time of year, you know, they're out of it, the Browns, every year. No chance. And they don't have a lot of pieces in place, Bill. You know? There's some other teams that have started over. Take the Eagles, for example.
Yeah.
They started over, and they're exceeding expectations this year. They have a relatively bright future, at least an intriguing future. What's intriguing about the Browns?
Josh Gordon. Their defense. I like their defense. I like Joe Hayden.
Joe Hayden.
Who is their D tackle they drafted this year? Barkevious Mingo?
Yeah, I like Hayden, Josh Gordon, but, you know, you don't build a team with a star corner and a star wide receiver.
No.
That's like the last thing you do.
Right.
So, I don't know. And the division's kind of up for grabs, too. That's the thing, you know. If they could just get their act together. Well, the Steelers are on their way down. The Ravens are trying to rebuild.
Right.
Bengals are solid, but I don't think the Bengals are, like, terribly scary.
I think they will be. I think they will be the next dominant team in that division.
Dominant?
Yeah, I do. I think they have everything in place. Coach, quarterback, running back, wide receivers, defense. Their O-line's pretty good.
I think they're solid. I don't think they're dominant.
They're not dominant yet, but I do think they will be eventually.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll see. I mean, hey, Todd, you and I both thought the Browns were just throwing in the towel once they traded away Trent Richardson. But it turned out that wasn't the case at all. They had some little bit of juice left in them.
Yeah, well, they've got to spend those draft picks wisely now. But, you know, they've lost 6 out of 7, and yeah, they're playing the Patriots this week. Good luck.
Mm. They finished the season after the Pats. They play the Bears, the Jets, and the Steelers.
Well, at that point, they're just playing for draft position.
Yeah.
So, you know, but they're 4-8, right?
They beat the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals, and the Vikings.
Yeah.
And remember, Brian Hoyer, we actually liked him for a couple games. And then he went and tore his ACL.
Yeah, he gave him a little spark, I guess. Brandon Whedon, Jason Campbell, Brian Hoyer, those are their three quarterbacks. And all of them have thrown about 100 or more passes.
And so. and they signed Caleb Haney this week.
Oh, God. I mean, Willis McGahee. He talks about Willis McGahee in the song, too.
Yeah.
A running back who looks like he's 63 years old.
Yeah.
Willis McGahee, you know, 2.8 yards per carry.
That's brutal.
2 touchdowns on the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Josh Gordon. It's Jordan Cameron. It's on offense. That's it.
That's really it.
So, what is the line in that game, the Patriots game? Do we know?
I can look it up for you.
I mean, it's got to be double digits, right?
The Pats game?
I would assume
it's 13 and a half.
13 and a half.
Is that the biggest this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Denver's second at 12 and a half over Tennessee at home.
I'm pulling up the lines right now.
You can tell I like pick 'em pools.
I don't even know if they're letting me look at the Browns game in Pats. It might be that big of a
No, game. There are a couple games. The Pats was one of them. That one and also the Green Bay game that a lot of books have pulled off the boards.
Yeah, my book doesn't even have it.
Well, their uncertainty over who's playing, especially for the Browns quarterback position and then the Packers.
Right.
So some casinos are pulling those games off the board. The last line I saw for the Green Bay game was 5.5. That was prior to it be kind of taken off the grid.
Aaron Rodgers not playing this weekend. The thing with Rodgers is he needed one more kind of scan, CAT scan. I don't know what kind of scan. But he needed a scan in order to clear him to play. And he hasn't been cleared to this point, and he has no more scans scheduled for this week. So he's not playing. It's going to be Matt Flynn. And we know Jay Cutler's out. It's going to be Josh McCown. And then we know Jason Campbell came back to practice today. So it looks like he's going to be the starter for the Cleveland Browns against the Patriots. It's not going to be Brandon Whedon. Old man Whedon will not be the starter. Jason Campbell took the first team reps during today's practice. He's officially listed as limited, but he's on track to play. And he should gain clearance in the next 48 hours. You got to feel bad for fans like Brad. He's angry for a reason. And rightfully so.
Yeah. Enough about the Browns, Bill.
All right.
Where are we going next?
Well, listen, we have a lot of emails already. No phone callers yet, which I'm a little disappointed in, because I know it's the fantasy playoffs. You'd think people want instant access instead of emailing in. The number is 855-728-7500. I think we should take some of these emails now, Todd, so they don't stack up later and we don't just leave them to the end of the show.
Okay. Hopefully Kevin's forwarding these in order, because this first one is not in order.
Kevin!
All right, this one's from Andrew. Mm-hmm. Quarterback, Nick Foles or Cam Newton?
That's it. That's an interesting one there, Todd, because we know Cam Newton has been on fire. We know Nick Foles has been on fire. Do you expect it to be that high scoring of a game where you really can't bench Cam Newton? We know it's indoors, and we know Nick Foles might have some weather conditions to worry about. So I'm going to go with Cam Newton on that one.
Cam Newton in the dome.
Yeah. Cam in the dome.
DeSean Jackson or Andre Johnson tonight?
I'm going to leave Andre Johnson on the bench. I'm going to go with D-Jax.
D-Jax. Okay. Yeah.
This way he doesn't have too much riding on the Eagles.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Next one is from Mark. First, I wanted to thank The Truth for helping to bring me to the playoffs in all of my leagues.
The Truth, baby. That's us.
That's one of the many nicknames that Bill has given us over the course of the season.
Well, I didn't give it to us, so I think our friend Josh in Connecticut gave it to us.
I think you're right.
He said, Paul Pierce finally left town. The Truth is now open. It's available, and you guys are the new Truth.
So we're the Truth.
We're the Truth. The Truth.
All right, well, he wants to know, which three of these four do I start? So let's help Mark out here.
Okay.
DeSean Jackson, standard league, by the way, non-PPR. Okay.
Good to know.
DeSean Jackson, Demaryius Thomas, Keenan Allen, Michael Floyd. Pick three.
I'm going with D-Jax. I'm going with Demaryius Thomas. I'm going with Michael Floyd. It's tough to bench Keenan Allen, but it's a standard league. I like the three other guys better.
Okay, different league. Which three of these four do you start? Dez, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Josh Gordon.
Oh, wow.
You don't want to start two Bears.
No, and for that reason, I'm going to go with Josh Gordon. I'm going to go with Dez Bryant. And listen, I know it's tough to bench Alshon Jeffrey, but I'm going to go with Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, so you're going to bench Jeffrey.
Yes.
Last question. Is it time to drop Trent Richardson from my bench and pick up Nile Davis? He has Jamal Charles. So that would be
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I dropped Trent a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to do it. And it hurt like hell. Because
what's funny is I dropped him, and then some other guy picked him up thinking he was, like, all slick. Some other guy in my league. And then, like, an hour later after he picked him up, they announced that they're benching him. It was great.
You're a loser.
All right, next one is from Nicholas. Standard league, should I start Matt Ryan or Mike Glennon at quarterback?
I can't trust Mike Glennon in the fantasy playoffs, so I'm going to go with Matt Ryan.
In the cold, in the snow,
yep.
Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Rashard Jennings or Steven Jackson, standard.
Oh. See, now I'm a little bit nervous about him using both of the Falcons players, but I'm going to tell him to go with Steven Jackson.
Defense, Tampa Bay, Dallas, Lions.
Tampa Bay, Buccaneers, or the Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions. I'm not going to go with the Lions. I'm not going to go with the Bucs. I'll go with the Cowboys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next email, I love this one, from James. The email subject line is, the two wise men and the trade talker.
Who's the trade talker? Kevin?
Kevin.
Yeah, of course. We're the wise men.
Yeah, we're the two wise men.
Kev, you're the trade talker.
Damn straight.
Well, that means you're not one of the wise men.
I don't pretend to be wise. I'm sitting here trying to figure out still. After you already told me who to play on Tuesday, I'm still second-guessing myself.
Tinkering.
Sitting here sweating.
Go on with the email, Todd.
Hey, guys, thanks to you, six out of my seven leagues, I'm either in first or second place.
Wow.
He has a bye this week. The league I'm out of the playoffs, I'm already thinking for next year, 12-team league standard, two keepers, wondering who I should keep. So he has to keep two guys, Bill.
Yeah.
After all that. Okay. Marshawn Lynch, Reggie Bush, Arian Foster.
Lynch and Bush.
Um, Yep, I think that's all he's asking here. I'm just trying to the two wise men say Bush and Lynch. Arian Foster, right. Where do you think? I mean, looking into your crystal ball, Bill, is Arian Foster a top 10 pick next year?
No, not top 10.
Top 20.
I think top 20. I'd be surprised if he goes into the third round. I think he's a top 15 pick. Certainly a top 15 running back.
Sure.
But with Rob Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham playing the way they are, Calvin Johnson and the receivers, I mean, they're just playing tremendous. So I wouldn't be surprised if Arian Foster is like, you know, maybe the 12th, 13th running back off the board next year.
Right. So he's probably a late second round pick.
Yeah, late second rounder.
Okay.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're taking Josh in Virginia. He's in a 10-teamer standard scoring. What's up, Josh?
What's happening, fellas?
How's it going, man? What can we help you with today?
Going pretty good, man. I got four leagues. I'm going to the playoffs with three of them.
Nice.
I got a couple of questions. I don't want to keep you guys all day, so I'm just going to fire them off. You guys ready?
Ready. Go.
All right. It's quarterback Nick Foles or Tony Romo?
Romo. Oh, God. Foles and Romo. I have them ranked 6 and 7 on the FFCPI this weekend. The weather is an issue more for Foles, Todd, just because it's the snow and the rain?
Maybe. There might be some precipitation in Philly. It looks like Chicago's just going to be cold.
You know, Foles has been hot. Romo hasn't been doing anything. I mean, they've been winning games, but he hasn't been doing anything in fantasy. I'm going to tell you to go Foles here.
All right. And tight end, would you say Jordan Cameron or Tony Gonzalez?
Tony Gonzalez this week.
All right. And I have Russell Wilson in another league. Would you go Josh McCown if he plays, or would you throw Russell Wilson in there against the tough Niners pass
team? I'm going to go with Josh McCown. He is playing. He will be the starter Monday night against the Cowboys. Jay Cutler has been ruled out. So you can put McCown in.
Right on. One more, guys. It's, of course, non-PPR. Shane Vereen or Fred Jackson in my running back, too?
Fred Jackson's ranked 24th, and I have Shane Vereen at 19. So I'll go Shane Vereen there, even with the non-PPR format.
Awesome. Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, Josh. Best of luck to you this weekend. Congratulations on making the playoffs.
Thanks.
Josh McCown, by the way, 707 passing yards last 2 weeks combined.
I mean, listen, I'm playing him over Phillip Rivers, and Phillip Rivers is playing in, you know, sunny Southern California in San Diego. Am I a fool?
One of your leagues you are?
Yeah. You think I'm crazy?
Not crazy. I think they're both very similar.
Back-to-back games, McCown has 350 yards, 2 touchdowns, at least.
Yep.
And the reason why I'm doing that, Todd, and maybe you can relate to this, my opponent has Tony Romo and Matt Forte. So I got to have some of the action on Monday night, right?
That's a dangerous way to roll. You can't play it like that.
Well, that's how I'm doing it.
No, I mean, you can't. Just for everyone out there, you know, don't make your decisions based on who's playing Monday night. You want that extra guy. If everything's equal, Bill, if all things are equal and you're debating between two players,
yeah,
maybe that's how you lean towards a Monday nighter.
Well, I think they are equal this week. I have Rivers at 8 and McCown at 9.
That's fine.
Well, but then I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe the weather counteracts.
Forget the weather.
Yeah? Forget the weather? It's going to be 5 degrees.
So what?
Okay.
We just told everybody, don't worry about the weather unless it's windy.
Well, I told you, I'm one of those people that run out to the supermarket before
blizzard. Oh, so you are one of those people.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you know, Rivers. The nice thing about Rivers is he's thrown a touchdown pass in every game this year, literally.
Yeah.
Every single game he's thrown at least one touchdown. He's going to get you. You know, he's going to get you 15 points on the low end. But McCown, man, those receivers are red hot right now.
And the Cowboys are giving up the most points to opposing quarterbacks. The most.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Kevin, did you pick up Josh Scobie?
I did. Plugged him in.
I have Scobie ranked 27th this week.
Yeah, he's awful, but I think that the Jags, I mean, the Houston defense sucks. I think the Jags are going to score some points, and he's kicking in nice conditions, so I'm going to going to take a flyer. I don't like, you know, Rodgers probably not going to play. So I don't love the Packers offense without Rodgers in it, obviously. And especially in those conditions, I feel like Crosby, I don't know, his upside is probably like maybe 5 or 6 points. And I'd rather just take I think it's a risk starting Scobie just because he plays for the Jags, but also I think you got to balance out with the whole weather thing and who's playing quarterback for Green Bay. I just don't like it. I think Crosby's a bigger risk.
Kicker analysis, Bill. There it is.
Is Nick Novak available, Kev?
Let me see.
Kicker from the Chargers.
He is available.
That's where I would go with instead of Scobie.
Really?
Yeah.
I might take that. What I'm really it's tough with the where I'm really having trouble, Bill, is now that we know, or we don't know for sure like we do with Cutler, but now that we have a good idea that Rodgers is not
He's not playing.
Yeah, so if he's not playing, I just have a real hard time keeping Jordy Nelson in my lineup. You know, it's been giving me chest pains the last couple weeks.
Over who?
I got Edelman, Kendall Wright. Edelman or Kendall Wright.
I'm still sticking with Jordy, my man.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just tough, man.
Is it PPR?
It's not PPR.
Yeah, I'm sticking
with Jordy. Think Kendall Wright has a lot of upside this week. He's tempting.
He does, but it's a non-PPR.
It's a non-PPR, but I don't know. I think that he's going to get a lot of balls thrown his way. I think Tennessee's going to be behind by a substantial amount the whole game. I think they're going to be throwing to try to catch up.
Last 6 weeks, Kendall Wright... Between 7 and 16 points.
I know, it's pretty steady. It's pretty steady, and Jordy's been throwing up some pretty awful numbers the last couple weeks.
Todd, what do you say we jump back into the emails? webradio@patriots.com. I just don't like it when they stack up and we don't give everyone proper analysis.
Just cut Kevin off mid-sentence. Yeah, love it.
It's okay.
Exactly. I mean,
so which email do you want to go with here?
Kevin, you should try to email in.
I did that once, and you yelled at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You scored. That was like one of the first things you yelled at me for.
Yeah, remember that? He tried to sneak an email.
You were like, wait a minute. Is this our idiot producer? And I was like, yeah. And then poor Chris Ferreira tried to write an email to you guys, and you were like, wait a minute. Is this our idiot webmaster?
Yeah, but we answer Chris's emails.
That's true. You just mock mine.
Just a little bit.
It's okay. It's all
we're
good.
We're only having fun.
No, it's all in good fun. I'm fine. I'm in a tough spot this week. I got the first round of the playoffs in one league, and the other league I basically have to win to get in. So it's a lot of pressure.
I know.
Pressure cooker.
And you trust me. I feel the pressure,
and
too.
And you just like literally just want to put your fist through your flat screen when one of the guys on your bench has like 18 points and, you know, the guy you started puts up a 2 spot. And then you lose by 7. You know what I mean? You literally just want to put your fist through the television.
I know.
I'm an angry, angry man, Bill.
Todd, 2 more emails, and we're going to take a break, and then Carrie Burns is going to join us from Cold Hard.
All right. Brett from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Bill.
Niagara Falls, Ontario. Okay.
You know where that is?
It's in Canada.
Correct. Good job. Non-PPR. Are there any other players I should swap out of my lineup, Bill? His lineup is as follows. Peyton Manning at quarterback. LeSean McCoy and Geo at running back. Wide receivers A.J. Green and Dez. Tight end Gronk. Flex, Vereen. His bench is Danny Woodhead, Crabtree, Hartline, Stevie J, Bryce Brown. Oakland Raiders defense, he could put them in over the Chiefs defense.
I like the Chiefs this weekend against the Redskins.
Okay. I wouldn't change anything.
I wouldn't either. Love his receivers, and I think his running backs are dynamite. He's got Payton. I mean, this team is superb. And he said he's gonna subscribe to FFChamps.com next year. Don't wait until next year. Subscribe now. You get the same price. We have a 50% discount. It's only $30, and it's not just for 2013. You'll get everything that we offer all the way through this time next year. So don't wait to subscribe. So get the membership now. You'll get our rankings. You'll get our expert advice service. You'll get one-on-one with our experts, our staff members, for the fantasy football playoffs. Now is a great time to sign up at FFChamps.com. No need to wait until next year.
Good point, Bill.
Yes, thank you.
We do one more email, or are we breaking now?
Yeah, one more email.
All right. It's from Sven.
Sven from Norway?
Germany.
Oh.
Hey, guys, I made it to the playoffs.
Who's the Norwegian?
Huh?
What's the Norwegian guy's name?
You called him the Norwegian.
Yeah, but what's his name?
I don't know.
I thought it was Sven.
No. It's Sven. He's the one that's been giving us all the German tidbits all year.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're right.
Hey, guys, I made it to the playoffs in my first season, and I'm currently holding the 3 seed.
Nice.
This week I face an opponent who's starting Brady, Gronk, Megatron, and Gore. Right now I'm projected to lose by 2.4 points.
Don't listen to those stupid projections. I hate those projections. Don't get me started.
I need your help with my lineup. All right, here's the lineup so far. Quarterback Stafford.
Yes.
Running back Tate and Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
Wide receivers Wes Welker and Vincent Jackson.
I like that.
His flex is a question mark. He's not sure yet. We're going to help him with that. Tight end is Orange Julius.
I like that. He should be back in action.
Okay. And kicker is Mason Crosby. Defense is the Broncos. Who would you start to flex? His options are Harry Douglas, Danny Amendola, Michael Crabtree, Bobby Rainey.
So this is a standard scoring league. I'm going to go with the running back, Bobby Rainey. Leave Douglas, Amendola, and Crabtree on the bench.
He also has Percy Harvin on his roster, and he's asking if he should drop him and pick up Nate Burleson, Golden Tate, or Doug Baldwin.
I would drop Harvin and pick up any one of those guys, Burleson or Tate.
Yeah, I think I would pick up I would definitely drop Harvin, pick up either Burleson or Tate. I wouldn't start Burleson or Tate this week, though.
No, Rainey is going to have a good game.
Right. I mean, the Seahawks, last we heard, unless there's something new, Bill, the Seahawks might be kind of saving Harvin for the playoffs.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they just leave him done for the year. Okay. You know, done for the regular season, I should say.
Yep. All right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Football Nation, more to come here on Patriots.com Radio as we announce our Football Nation power rankings up next, and we'll also see how they match up with Kerry Burns' power rankings from the coldhardfootballfacts.com. That's all coming up next right here. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSM fee, and other terms apply.
Headlines, stats, fantasy previews, and more right here on Football Nation.
Welcome back to Football Nation. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you. Going to be joined by good friend of the program, Carrie Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com in just a little bit. Todd, before we bring on Carrie, let's go over our version of the Football Nation Power Rankings, and then this way we can compare them to what Carrie has based on his quality stats.
All right, let's start with the bottom five, okay?
It sounds good.
Five worst teams in the league, in my opinion, are at number 28, the Cleveland Browns. Angry Browns fan would agree with that, probably.
Yeah, that's right.
29, the Washington Redskins. They are in a downward spiral. They can't do anything right, Bill. They are a joke and a disappointment.
What did you call them earlier this week? A dumpster fire?
Yeah, dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire, that's right. Yes. I'm agreeing with you.
30, 31, and 32, no surprise. Jags, Bucks, Texans.
Jags, Bucks, Texans. You know, you and I have four out of the five same teams. I don't have the Redskins, although they are a dumpster fire at this point. I put in the Atlanta Falcons, who were my Super Bowl prediction, and I'm just so disgusted by the Atlanta Falcons this year that I had to put them in my bottom five.
They're coming off a win.
Bucks, Browns, Falcons, Texans, Jags. Even though the Jags have a better record than the Texans, I have them at 32nd in the NFL.
Okay. So tonight, in my opinion, this game is number 30 versus number 32. You have it number 31 versus number 32.
I mean, listen, the Browns are the Jags are on a two-game winning streak.
Yeah. And you still have them last.
And I still have them last.
I bumped them all the way up to 30.
Nice. That's a big plus two in the category.
All right, top 10.
Top 10. Here we go.
Top 10. I have the Eagles at number 10. You could easily put the Cowboys in here. It's kind of flip a coin.
Right.
I think the Eagles are a little bit more of an unknown. The Cowboys, we know what's going to happen with them. Whether they make the playoffs or not, they're going to be one and done. They're going to choke. They're going to lose.
I, too, have the Eagles at 10, so I'm in agreement. I'm with you with the Cowboys having
the Eagles, who knows? I mean, the Eagles could lose the next four, who knows? But they're kind of an unknown, and because of that, I'm going to give them a little bit of an edge. Number 9, I have the Colts. I'm very disappointed with the Colts. The Colts are they're a paper tiger. They are 8-4, but they are not as good as that record indicates. They're in a terrible division, which helps them tremendously. The Colts are not going far in the playoffs. Disappointed. Thought Andrew Luck was going to be a little bit more of a player this year.
Okay.
8, I have the Bengals. Solid team. I still think they're missing something to go deep into the playoffs, but they're number 8. Number 7, the 49ers are starting to turn it on a little bit. 6, the Chiefs, Bill. You could easily flip-flop these two teams. Chiefs are on a 3-game losing streak. I do still think if they're playing in Arrowhead, they're tough to beat. Number 5, my top 5, I have the Panthers, then the Saints. They play each other, 5-4.
Okay.
Top 3, Broncos at 3. Got to put the Patriots at 2 because they beat the Broncos, and my Seattle Seahawks are number 1.
All right, well, you and I have pretty much the same teams here, Todd.
Okay.
But you put the Colts in, and you know they're struggling. I'm surprised you left the Colts in your top 10.
Yeah, who'd you put in there?
I put the Lions in.
Yeah, you know, you might be right on that one. Something about the Lions, just typing the word Lions.
It didn't sound right.
Kind of like the Cowboys, always blow it. The Lions, something always goes wrong.
Your brain couldn't process that.
No, you could easily swap the Lions in for the Colts right now. Kind of agree with you there.
So I have the Eagles at 10, Bengals at 9, Lions at 8, and then the Niners and the Chiefs at 7-6, just like you. And then we kind of differ in the top 5. It's interesting. I have the Saints at 5, you had them at 4. I have the Panthers at 4, you have them at 5. So flip-flop there with the Saints and the Panthers. We'll see what happens this weekend. Then at number 3, I have the Pats, you have the Broncos. I have Seattle as my number 2 team, and the Broncos at number 1. You have a big problem with me putting the Broncos at number 1, don't you?
Well, explain yourself. How could you put them at number 1?
I just think they're the best team in the league.
They just lost to the Patriots 10 days ago.
I understand. I think the Broncos are the best team.
Have you seen their defense?
I've seen their defense.
It's not good.
It's good when they have a lead.
You have no defense for this. You're just pulling stuff out of the air.
That's not true.
Do you even watch the head-to-head games?
Of course.
And does that factor at all into your rankings?
Sure it does.
All right. I don't know. I
think the Patriots had a big advantage by playing at home.
That's
not going to be the case when they play in the playoffs.
Why not?
Because I think the Broncos are going to have home field.
You want to play the win-loss game real quick?
I love the win-loss game. Let's do it.
All right. Win-loss game with Denver.
Well, just keep in mind, the Pats are a game behind the Broncos.
Yeah, all they have to do is tie them.
Well, all right. They have
Broncos.
To win. Okay, go.
Broncos, they are 10-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee.
Win.
San Diego.
Win.
At Houston.
Win.
At Oakland.
Win.
All right, well, then that answers that.
All right, if they do lose a game, it's going to be against the Chargers.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just say they go 3-1, just for the sake of the argument.
All right. Patriots.
Yep.
Cleveland.
Win.
At Miami.
The Dolphins always play them tough, but I still think the Pats win.
At Baltimore, night game.
That's going to be a tough one.
Buffalo.
If the Broncos, they beat Buffalo. If the Broncos are going to go 3-1, then the Pats have to go 4-0. That means they have to beat Baltimore in Baltimore. And what is that, Monday night?
Sunday night.
Nah, well, that's tough for you then.
But who are the Broncos losing to?
Either the Chargers or, you know, Chargers.
It's not going to happen.
Well, I didn't think it was going to happen either. I actually said they were going to win all four of those games. I went back, and just for the argument's sake, I switched it up.
Going back to sleep.
By falling asleep, what do you actually mean by that?
I'm trying to figure out who the hell to start.
Oh, I'm sitting here sweating.
On the kicker?
No. I got the kicker ironed out. I took Bill's advice. I'm wrestling with wide receivers. Continue. Talk amongst yourselves.
We were doing that until you interrupted us.
No, I just think it's asinine to think that the Broncos are going to lose the game.
So then you all agree. Right. Well, then Kevin, they're going to have home field then.
Yes.
Kevin, another thing you missed.
The road to the Super Bowl goes through Denver.
All right. Another thing that you missed while you were sleeping is that Bill Enright has the Broncos the number one team in the entire league.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. I have Seattle 1, Patriots 2, Broncos 3.
I agree on Seattle. I disagree with the Patriots-Broncos order.
Right. So you have flip-flop like me.
Yes.
You think the Broncos are still better than the Patriots?
Yes.
You think the Broncos are going to beat the Patriots in the playoffs?
I wouldn't go that far, but I think based on the body of work I've seen so far, the Broncos have shown me consistently that they are a better team than the Patriots.
Yeah, because the Patriots have been piecing it together really the whole season.
Okay.
The Patriots are rolling now.
That's why I said based off what I've seen so far, including last week in Houston, I don't think Denver wins by three in Houston last week. I don't even think it's a conversation.
Well, we'll see, because I think they play each other next weekend or 2 weeks from now.
It's going to be an epic bloodbath.
You guys,
I just think Denver has shown me more consistently on both sides of the ball that they're a better team so far.
Todd, right now we have you outnumbered 2-1.
I don't understand you guys really. When it will be Brady and Peyton in January. Okay, it'll probably be at Mile High, but it still could be at Foxborough. Brady's gonna win that game.
Listen, I hope the Pats do go to the Super Bowl because I think I'd have a little bit more fun in New York City with us doing shows for the Pats during Super Bowl week. I think that could be a lot of fun. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos are there over New England.
All right.
It's going to be an epic battle. And usually in epic battles, Todd, it's not necessarily, you know, anything can happen.
Here's what we need to do. Kerry Burns coming on here in a minute, right?
That's right. Let's get his opinion, please,
because I need some help here. I can't believe that, you know, how many times does Tom Brady have to beat stinking Peyton Manning for you guys to understand it? What is he, 9-4 against him?
Kerry Burns from Cold Hard Football. I don't know. We're going to find out right now. Kerry Burns from ColdHardFootballFacts.com joins us, special guest on Football Nation as he joins us every week. Kerry, Todd, how are you today?
Couldn't be better, gentlemen. How you doing?
Todd and I are having a little debate here. He has the Broncos as the number three team. I have the Broncos as the number one team. Forget about the Seattle Seahawks for a second. Let's just focus on the AFC. If the Broncos and the Pats are playing in the AFC Championship, why should I expect the Broncos to be the loser?
Well,
because Tom Brady's beaten Peyton Manning 10 times out of 14. He just beat him 10 days ago.
Kerry, what do you always say?
And also the Denver Broncos are number 26 in scoring defense in the NFL. You don't go to the Super Bowl with a defense that bad. And let's call a spade a spade here. Peyton Manning is probably the worst big game quarterback in the history of football, period.
Kerry, but aren't you the one that says every game is an independent entity, unlike any
statistical event?
That's right.
Yeah.
So let's just throw everything out the window that you just talked about.
Well, Bill,
How
many terrible, unique statistical events does Peyton Manning have to have in the playoffs for you to understand that he can't get the job done?
In that case, it's part of who he is. Listen, you know, Peyton Manning's a great quarterback, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's going to the Hall of Fame. But all these people, and I've been fighting this for years, and what put Cold Hard Football Facts on the map was years ago, before it was popular, we declared Tom Brady better than Peyton Manning, and there's been nothing but more evidence on that side in the many years since. And the reality is, as great as he is, his postseason record is mediocre at best. He's not even a good postseason quarterback. He's a below-average postseason quarterback. That's evident in the 9-11 postseason record. How do you win 70% of your games in the regular season, 35% in the postseason?
What is it in the postseason?
9-11, 45%. And it's
9-11 in the postseason, Bill. Nine and stinking 11, Peyton Manning in the postseason.
All that tells me is he's been in 20 playoff games.
Yeah, and he's also doesn't want a gun. He's had twice at the number one scoring, or once at the number one scoring defense in football, didn't do anything. He's had number two scoring defense in football, didn't do anything. He just doesn't play well. And listen, the game against New England, Bill, was not only a bad game, it was one of the worst games by any quarterback this year.
But
no Sean Moreno ran wild.
And yet it came down to Wes Welker not alerting his teammate to get out of the way of a fumbled punt.
You can't put lipstick on a pig and call it a beauty queen, right? I mean, they were up 24-0. The Patriots fumbled the ball three times. If you look at all those win probability charts, for about two whole quarters of that game, the Broncos had almost a 100% probability of winning the game, and they blew it. Why? Because Peyton Manning sucked. He sucked. Because he averaged 4.2 yards per attempt, the worst of his career since his rookie season of 1998, when he averaged 3.3 yards per attempt against the Dolphins, when he, 1998, 15 years ago. That's the last time he had a game that bad getting the ball downfield. His average of 3.47 real passing yards per attempt, which is when you include sacks, 337 out of 352 games at the time. Now 353 out of 368 games in the NFL. I mean, Blaine Gabbert hasn't played that bad. I mean, that was a bad, bad game. The Broncos lost because Peyton Manning sucked. And if I'm a Broncos fan, I have no confidence that he's not going to suck against the Patriots in the postseason, too. Or they even get to play the Patriots. They were one and done last year.
You guys are pretending like it was Peyton Manning playing DB and not Raheem Moore last year.
No, but Peyton Manning threw a pick six that cost him the game. Peyton Manning threw a horrible Brett Favre-esque.
Yes, he did.
Lost his body in overtime. I mean, they lost the game. You lose when you throw two picks. Listen, let me throw some picks back to you. Everyone says Dan Marino had a bad defense, right?
Yeah,
Dan Marino
lost
in the postseason because he was a bad postseason quarterback. He was 1-8 when he threw two or more interceptions in a game, and he was 9-1 when he threw fewer than two interceptions in a game. You throw interceptions, you lose. Peyton Manning throws two interceptions against the Ravens last year. That's why they lost. He had a bad
Terry,
game.
What is Tom Brady's postseason record?
17-6, right, I believe. The most postseason wins by any quarterback in history.
17-6 versus 9-11.
And Bridget, Tom Brady has won those games all by himself. I'm not saying that, but lose games. Like, Peyton Manning has lost games for his team. I mean, he's had two of the worst passer ratings of his career in the postseason, in those 20 postseason games. He had 31.2 postseason passer rating when they got shut out when the Colts back in, I think it was 2002, got shut out 41-0 by the 9-7 Jets. And then we go back all the way then. I mean, he just doesn't play well in the postseason. It's who he is. Guys. In his last college game against the Pressmen, the Orange Bowl, he was benched. His last college football game. It's just funny. People say I'm a hater for saying that. He's a great guy. He's awesome. He's a great ambassador of the game. People love him. He's a very popular personality. They love to hang out with the guy. But he's not a good postseason quarterback.
Bill, enough. You know, do you need anything more than that?
I don't. He has a Super Bowl ring. I don't know how anyone with a Super Bowl ring can ever be considered a bad postseason quarterback.
Let's talk about that. I mean, he won a Super Bowl. Good for him. But he's all, I'm not taking his accomplishments away from him. But you're comparing him to a guy who's been in been in five Super Bowls in 12 seasons on an NFL football field, and Tom Brady. I mean, there's no comparison. I mean. One is easily the far superior player, and one's the inferior player.
If Tom Brady...
Let's go this far, okay? Tom Brady has a better career passer rating in domes than Peyton Manning, and a better career passer rating outdoors than Peyton Manning. If Tom Brady's going to have his career playing in domes, none of this would even be a question. I mean, Tom Brady would be the all-time leader in everything at this point in his career. But, imagine Peyton Manning playing his entire career in that wintry weather, Tom Brady has. I mean, they're not even in the same ballpark. It's quarterback one, and Brady and Manning's not even in the conversation.
Oh,
love it.
I just don't get how you could say that.
Because
he just backed it up with 14,000 facts. You just watched it 10 days ago.
That was a bad game. If Blaine Gabbert played like that against the Patriots, you'd be saying Blaine Gabbert's a bad quarterback. Now, granted, Clayton is a big name quarterback, but he's a great quarterback. He's an all-team quarterback. But he's not the best quarterback in football, and he's not the best quarterback of all time. That's saying that you're not as good as Tom Brady is not bashing the guy.
Bill? What's your comeback, Bill?
We're just going to disagree on this one, guys.
Isn't it funny? The two most pressure-packed games of the season, Peyton Manning's team lost both of them. Going back to Indy and playing the Patriots, that's just par for the course. Bogeying the 18th hole is par for the course, Peyton Manning Country Club.
I guess we'll just have to see what happens in January. And if the Patriots win, I don't care if you guys berate. You guys can berate me. Berate me? That can't be it. You guys can knock me, hate on me for 2 hours straight.
We just hated on you for the last seven or eight minutes.
That's fine, but I'm still not giving in. I'm not coming over to the dark
side.
You're
certainly not arguing your point very well.
Hey, listen, can the Broncos beat the Patriots in the postseason? Absolutely. Peyton Manning's greatest game, the signature game of his career, came at the expense of a very good Patriots team in 2006. It was a brilliant game. The Patriots threw up, what, 21-3 and coming into the halftime?
Yeah.
I believe, if I remember correctly, Peyton Manning got whistled for two false starts. The offense did, and then he got sacked. It was like 3rd and 30, and he forged a comeback out of that. I mean, that's the signature game of his career. But, you know, game in and game out, my money, like, if you're a betting man, if you're just a football fan, your money's on Tom Brady and the Patriots. I mean, what piece of empirical evidence would make you think that the Broncos are the better bet to win that game? Name one.
I thought every game is a unique, independent.
It is. And with that said, name one reason why the Broncos, I mean, they played head to head already. I mean, the Patriots gave the game away and still won it. I mean, they couldn't have played more poorly, and they still won the game. I mean, it just is what it is.
The point is, it came down, that game that you guys are saying was so great for Brady and the Pats came down to a muffed punt in overtime.
And again, that they turned the ball over. I mean, listen, you turned the ball over on three straight drives. I don't know if any team, honestly, I could look this up. I did a whole thing called the turnover ladder, right? Your record when based on, you know, your turnover differential. And I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but basically, if you're like -4 in turnovers, you lose like 95% of the time. The Patriots were -3 in turnovers, like 10 minutes into the game. I don't know if any team, literally, in the history of football, has ever turned the ball over on three straight drives and been down 17-0 and never come back. I'm willing to bet it's never happened, period. And I'm almost sure it never happened. And I should look at we could look it up and find it out. I'm just talking it through. I'm sure it's never happened. And they still came back from that game. And, I mean, the Broncos right now scored 38.7 points per game through 12 games. The only team in the history of football to score more were the 1950 Rams, who scored 466 points through 12 games. The highest scoring offense in the history of football. They only played 12 games, I guess. They averaged 38.8 points per game. The 2007 Patriots averaged 36.8. The Broncos right now on pace to be the second highest scoring offense in the history of football. The Patriots outscored that team 31-0 in 22 minutes. The highest scoring offense, one of the highest scoring offenses, 2 points shy of the highest scoring offense in the history of football. The Patriots whitewashed them 31-0 in a 22-minute stand. It was probably the most incredible 22 minutes of football in our lifetime.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that.
I mean, it's not because, listen, if the Patriots, I've done nothing but bash the Patriots for 7 years because their defense has sucked, because they've drafted poorly in the secondary, because they haven't had a good pass defense, because they went to the dark side and thought they could win with offense, which is not how you win in the NFL. So it's not being, you know, I'm a Boston guy or we're on a Patriots.com radio show. That's nothing to do with it at all. I care only about the stats, and the stats are in this case. And New England favorite, by the way, the Patriots are number 5 right now in defensive pass rating. They haven't enjoyed that kind of pass defense since the Super Bowl years. They can win the Super Bowl. They can absolutely win the Super Bowl. So can't Denver, I agree. But the Patriots right now are the better all-around team.
I wish Peyton was in the NFC and these two teams can meet in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you know what? Playing how often they do, I mean, that's what makes it the greatest rivalry, you know, of all time, is that they play so often. I mean, 14 times, you know, Joe Montana and Dan Marino, I believe, played 3 times in their entire career.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that was a great, those were the two premier quarterbacks of their era, and they never played. That's what makes Brady and Manning so important and so compelling.
I agree.
We want to talk about any other game, or we had enough?
No, I enjoyed that.
Bill, you've punished Bill into submission. He has nothing left to say.
I'm not submitting.
No, Bill's too tough a guy to submit. I don't expect Bill's too tough and too knowledgeable to submit. I'm just giving you what you asked me. And, you know, in this argument, I've been talking this debate for a long time. I think I come armed to this battle, you know what I mean? But I don't expect Bill to ever acquiesce.
Todd is letting Carrie fight his battle here.
Why not?
Todd's like that, you know what Todd's like? Todd's like that little brother that talks a lot of trash and like, you know, in high school, and then all of a sudden, like, the big bully comes next to him, and then the older brother swoops in. Carrie's like the older brother.
I set you up, Bill.
I know how it is. Hey, guys, can I throw two things for you about tonight? I know we don't have a great game tonight, but Dakota Football Facts and Football Nation have found a way to make tonight's game titillated, let's put it that way.
I hope so, because this game sucks, Carrie.
Well, you know what? It depends on what you're into the game for. If you're the king of props, who's our prop master at Codart Football Facts, John Dudley, our king of props, who is on fire. He had won 9 straight player props, guys, coming into Monday Night Football. He lost that one, but he's batting .650 this season with his player props. He has a great prop on tonight's game. Making money is fun, guys. That's exciting.
And that's right.
He puts half of his props away in the first half of the football game, guys. He's got a great one tonight on the Jaguars-Texans game. Go check it out. Come to Cold Hard Football Facts. Click the insider button. See what a king of props is lording over his feet to play a props. Like I said, 660 with his Texas kid, 35-17.
Wow.
And the other thing, guys, by the way, the Houston Texans, now officially the dumbest team in football, and you'll be able to see why tonight when they make one colossal mistake after another.
I mean, Kerry, they are on a 10-game losing streak. If I was a Houston Texans fan, I'm hoping that they lose tonight. I hope that losing streak goes to 11 games.
Hey, you know what? You're probably right now, if you're the Texans, you're playing for a quarterback, guys. You're playing for a stud quarterback in the draft. Listen, this is we have what we call another insider stat, insider-only stat at Cold Hard Football Facts, the Intelligence Index. I referenced it a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you how well you're playing situational football, and what we find is it's more important to be smart than to be tough in the NFL, believe it or not. The Houston Texans, guys, you can't even believe this. Number 10 in total offense. They're a pretty good club moving the ball up and down the field. Number 3 in total defense. They're one of the best defensive clubs in the NFL in terms of how many yards they allow. But they're 32nd and dead last in our intelligence index. They're the dumbest team in football. And that's why they're 2-10 and the owners of a 10-game losing streak. They're poorly coached. They make mistakes. I think Gary Kubiak's gone. There's a new quarterback next year. A lot of changes we made there. Not because they're not talented. They have plenty of physical talent, and our stats prove it. They're just dumb. And by the way, our intelligence index, too. We have mental mismatches every week. 667 against the spread this year with our mental mismatches. And we have 3 new mental mismatches at Cold Hard Football Facts inside of this league.
There you go, Bill.
Exciting stuff as always. That's why I bring you on, Carrie.
And one of those mental mismatches is Todd DeBreeze and Dylan Wright, but I won't say who's on what side of the battle.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Hey, I like it.
Below the belt.
I like it. See, even Carrie can pull out.
Gentlemen, I'm just throwing that out there.
Even Carrie can pull out some gems out of this turd of a Thursday night game, Bill.
I mean,
to watch.
That's what we needed. We needed some hidden gems that only Carrie can find.
Yep.
All right, Carrie, we appreciate the time, and enjoy tonight's game as much as you can, and enjoy this weekend's games as well.
All right, gentlemen, keep up the great work. I'll talk to you guys soon.
That's Carrie Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. You can follow him on Twitter, @FootballFacts. No one breaks down NFL games and quality stats quite like they do at ColdHardFootballFacts.com.
Bill, did I set you up or what?
Oh,
you fell right into the trap. Before we carry on, we start this argument. I know Kerry's coming on in like 90 seconds. I know he's just going to clean house on this argument.
Know,
he goes on radio stations all across the country.
Bill, I was trying to feed you some points for your side, but you weren't paying attention.
Listen, guys, I know Kerry's all about the numbers, and a lot of the times they're 100% right. But some of the stats... If I talked about Joe Flacco last year, and I said that he was going to beat Tom Brady, and he was going to beat Peyton Manning, and he was going to win the Super Bowl MVP, you guys would have laughed. I did laugh at Kevin when he said the Ravens were going to beat the Broncos. I laughed right in his face, and it ended up happening anyway. You play the games because you don't know who's going to win. And for you guys to sit here and tell me that Tom Brady is going to beat the Broncos and Peyton Manning in January just because that's what always happens in the postseason and Peyton Manning's not a good postseason quarterback, to me, is crazy.
17-6.
Oh, God.
9-11, 10-4. Those are the three sets of numbers. That's all you need to know.
I'm done talking with Todd in Pennsylvania. I'm now going to the phone lines to talk to Todd in Jacksonville. What's going on, dude? I had enough of my co-host, Todd. I need to find another Todd to talk to.
What's up, guys?
How's it going? Todd, we were talking about Jacksonville as a little bit earlier in the show today. Do you actually live in the city of Jacksonville?
I do. Not all right, like downtown, but, you know, a little bit on the outskirts, more towards the beach.
More towards the beach. Well, what's it like down there? Is there not a good nightlife? Because Kevin Collins was kind of indicating that the nightlife is subpar.
If you go downtown, well, Jacksonville, I don't know if you know a little history for it, but Jacksonville land area-wise is the second largest city in the United States. So it's a huge landmass. So you have west side, your south side, north side, and all that other stuff. And it's so sprawled out that it basically wherever you are, saying it down here, but it's going to take you about a half an hour to get wherever you're going.
Right, okay.
And so the downtown area is just, it's not really, it's old. There's a lot of dilapidated buildings. There's a lot of crime down there, and it's just not a nice area to be in after, you know, once it gets dark out.
Right.
And basically, when you're driving through, you blink. So when you watch the show, when you watch the football tonight, maybe you watch the game. I know I probably won't be. If the shots they're going to show you, it's basically the same shots over and over because there is nowhere downtown. That's basically what it is. You drive through, you blink, you miss it.
Right.
There's not much down there. You
okay.
Have Jacksonville, D.C., and I would never want to eat there.
So. All right. So, Josh, Todd, you're in a 10-team league, PPR league. What can we help you with? Fantasy football playoffs this weekend?
That's right.
All right. Well, we're going to help you win.
All right, need lineup help. I only have one quarterback, so that's Foles. I'm starting him.
Good.
I need a question about, you know, basically my flex and defense, wide receiver, and running back, but basically all of it. I have Le'Veon Bell, and I'm starting him. Assuming he's good to go.
He is good to go.
All right, so then I have my choice between Vereen and Chris Johnson.
I'm going to go with Shane Vereen in the PPR.
All right. With my wide receiver, I've got Dez. I'm starting him. And then my other wide receiver is either Keenan Allen, Cruz, Roddy White, or Burleson.
You only need one?
I only need one. Opposite Dez, and then I have a flex as well.
It's close for me between Cruz and Keenan Allen, and I would probably choose Chris Johnson over either one of those receivers. So let's put Chris Johnson in the flex and then just focus on Cruz versus Keenan Allen. I have Cruz ranked 20th, Keenan Allen ranked 23rd. The PPR might give Keenan Allen the edge.
Yeah. I mean, Cruz is pretty good, but he hasn't scored in, what, like 7 straight games?
Yeah. Can you believe he got tackled on, like, the 1-inch yard line last week?
I know.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a bonus for 100 yards?
No bonuses.
Then I would go with Keenan Allen.
No. All right. And last, I mean, I got Gronk, my tight end, and my defense, either the Niners or Oakland.
I love the Raiders this weekend. Love them.
You know, because, you know, the Niners the past 4 weeks have been a top five defense.
I'm aware of the numbers, but, dude, I mean, the Jets, are so stinking bad that just think the Raiders are gonna have a field day. I mean, how do your defensive points work? So you get 2 points for sacks, 2 points for picks?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, Russell Wilson doesn't turn the ball over, and it's very hard to sack him. Geno Smith is a lock for 2 interceptions, 1 fumble, 3 or 4 sacks. I'd go with the Raiders.
Wow. All right, guys.
All right, Todd. Best of luck to you, and we appreciate the breakdown of Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Thank you
very much, and best of luck to you. Now, Todd, back to Todd in Pennsylvania. I guess I can talk to you again.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more caller on the line. Hello. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Olivier speaking. How are you?
It's who?
Olivier.
Oh, Olivier.
You guys just answered the phone without me, didn't you?
Yeah, well, because you said you were going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
Kev,
I had to pee real quick. I couldn't hold it anymore.
I see on my call screen that the phone's ringing. I knew there was no one there to pick up the phone.
Good job, Bill.
So I had to answer it myself, and I just had to guess who was calling.
That's a first.
I know, that's fantastic. I thought that I maybe called your house or something.
That's what you get when you take the bull by the horns.
Yes.
So
I just
what's
called
going
back to say hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I wanted to let you know that I'm going to Japan next week. And,
I love Japan. I went there for like 10 days when I was maybe like 22 years old. I stayed
4 years ago.
What? No, a long time ago. It was this beautiful mountain resort in like the middle of nowhere. I had the best sushi ever. I got the best massage ever. It was an awesome, awesome time.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
What part of Japan are you going to?
I'm just going to Tokyo.
I was in Tokyo just for a day. I didn't really get to do a whole lot.
Yeah, no, me too. That's what I'm doing. Just for a day and then go back.
Wait, just for a day you're going?
Yeah.
Well, you can't just do this meeting on, like, webcam?
Yeah, well, sometimes you have to do things face-to-face.
So, now...
What do you do for a living, if you don't mind us asking? If you want to be general in your description, that's fine.
Oh, no, I sell software for, you know, high-tech companies.
Wow, I thought he was going to say he was a hitman, Bill. Going to Japan to take care of business face-to-face.
Olivia, you're going there for one day?
Yes.
That's like a 12-hour flight.
Yes, but, you know, it is what it is.
Now, that's right, a little Godfather music. Olivia, you're in Virginia now?
Just kidding.
Are you in Virginia now, Olivia?
Yes, I am. Yes.
And where are you flying out of? Because I don't think they have any flights from Virginia to Japan.
No, I've got to go through Dallas and then connect to Narita.
Oh, the Narita Airport. That's where I went. And actually, my passport is loaded from 2003 to 2013. It actually just expired.
That's fantastic.
It's loaded with awesome stamps from around the world. And Japan's stamp is actually not a stamp as in... Like, you press it down in ink, and then you stamp the passport. It's an actual stamp.
The paper.
Yes, yes, yes. They staple it into your passport. It's like a real, like, envelope stamp, like a mailing postal stamp.
Hey, listen, as soon as I come to New York, I'd like to take you guys for a drink, because I feel that it's long time due. Since you didn't go and do a striptease in Times Square last year, I think I should take you out for a drink.
Hey, whenever you're in New York City, you no problem. Give me a call.
Okay, so I'm calling also for fantasy, because it's important to talk about fantasy. What should I do? Should I keep Alshon Jeffrey, or should I put Marshall this weekend for my wide receiver?
Marshall.
Really? You think he's better than Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Because last couple of games, he hasn't really produced anything out front Marshall, but maybe against Dallas.
Well, then why don't you choose neither of them?
Yes. Oh, okay. Which one do you think has the best matchup this weekend in terms of wide receivers? I've got Josh Gordon, but I'm not really sure if he's going to be producing this weekend.
My two top wide receivers this weekend are Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall.
Really?
That's
what I had in the last two weeks, and they produced very little. So hopefully they can do better. What about defense? I'm kind of debating whether I should go with the Raiders or keep Kansas City.
I like the Raiders, but I like the Chiefs as my number one team this weekend.
You think so as well?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I think. What about Matt Forte for running back?
I like Matt Forte a lot. I like DeMarco Murray better than Matt Forte, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Better matchup against Chicago?
Yes. Good matchup versus Chicago.
Yeah. That's cool. You know, guys, I have to say that you guys have been doing a great job this year. It's been very informative, entertaining, and I like the fact that, this is the second year, and hopefully we'll have 3, 4, and 5 years going forward, because I think you add a lot of juice, perspective, and knowledge to Patriots Nation. And I like your analysis also of the games that the Patriots play. I think it's nice to
combine this with what the PFW guys do as well. So I appreciate it. I wanted to let you know that.
Thank you very much.
Olivier, we absolutely appreciate that. And you could take it a step further by sending Fred Kirsch an email and letting him know the same, since
okay,
he is
fantastic.
The boss man.
And maybe I should also buy you dinner, since you guys do 4 to 6.
Dinner, Super Bowl tickets, you know, bribes come easy when it comes to Bill Enright.
Fantastic. A man of my own right.
That's right.
Take care, guys. Thank you
so much.
All right,
Olivier, have a good trip. He's going to Japan for a day. What's up with that?
Told you, man. I thought he was going over to take care of some business. Business.
I'll tell you when I... When I was in Japan, I was working for this action sports company. And that's the time... I think I told you guys this story. That's the time where I got in trouble for hitting on the Australian snowboarder. Did I tell you guys that story?
Yeah, you told us like 4 times that story.
Yeah, well, that's a classic story.
The way that Olivier said he was going over to Japan to take care of business face-to-face, man.
For a day.
You know, we've always wondered what his line of work was. I really thought maybe there was a chance he was a hitman.
He's selling software. Don't they have FedEx for that? Can't he just, like, FedEx the software over there? What does he need to go there for? Right?
I don't know.
But it is cool. It's a revolver loading. Yeah.
Kevin has a lot of guns buttons to push here.
I like the gun sound effects.
There's no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls.
I would just love to get him on the phone and ask what the hell that means.
Why don't we get him? Why don't we get our producer on that?
Are the refs allowed to do interviews?
I don't think so, just with the pool reporters.
Oh, the pool reporters.
That's it. Like, they can only have one reporter from each team ask them questions.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. The league trying to protect them, I think.
Yeah. We should try to find the ref, the replacement ref from last year, see what he's
doing. But you do notice that once they all retire, they're, like, on Twitter and all over television.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We should try to find the replacement ref from
the one that blew that Seattle call.
Seahawks-Packers game.
He went out and got drunk with a bunch of fans.
That's right. We have to catch up with him and see what he's up to. That would be fun. That would be a good segment.
All right. Where are we here, Bill?
Emails. We got to finish strong here.
Finish strong with emails.
Because the last 20 minutes have been weak. Weak sauce.
All right. JD in NYC. Hey, guys. Playoffs are starting, and I need to start 3 of these 4 running backs. Full point PPR.
Okay.
Woodhead, Vereen, MJD, DeMarco Murray.
Full point PPR. I'm going with DeMarco Murray. I'm going with Vereen, and I'm going with MJD. Danny Woodhead, his snaps have been getting lower and lower each week. So for me, it's Vereen, MJD, and DeMarco Murray.
He says he's going to go with whatever you say, so no pressure.
The truth.
Next one is from Josh in Arlington, Virginia. He says, can you guys spend just a minute talking me into using Ben Tate tonight? He scares me a bit, given his injuries and the red flags associated with this game. My other options are Vereen and Bobby Rainey. Rainey has what looks to be a good matchup at home against Buffalo. Vereen has a strong upside with Ridley likely benched, but there is a risk he will get fewer touches than the guy like Tate. I need some calming, thanks.
It all depends on his scoring system, Todd, because I would use Shane Vereen over Bobby Rainey, but Ben Tate's in the lineup. I don't know how much convincing he needs. The guy ran for over 100 yards last week, and he had 3 touchdowns, okay? They gave him the ball 22 times. They're not taking it slow with him. The injury is just that right now. He's a little bit banged up, but he's playing through it, and he did phenomenal last week. You can't bench a guy like Ben Tate. You know he's going to get the full workload against the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight. Bobby Rainey's playing against a Buffalo defense that does give up some points to the run. If it's a full point PPR, I'm going Vereen. If it's not, I have no problem using Bobby Rainey. But I am using I'm using Ben Tate.
Okay. So if it's not PPR, and you have to pick one guy.
Non-PPR, it's Rainey. PPR, Shane Vereen.
Okay. Next email is from Josh from Stratford, Connecticut. This is the guy that dubbed us hashtag the truth.
That's right.
Do you guys like McCown over Alex Smith this week? I could pick up McCown, but I have Jay Cutler benched and Alex Smith starting. I'm biased because Smith has taken me to the playoffs, and I was banking on Cutler for the playoffs because I have Marshall, and that would give me double points. Thanks again. You guys are the truth.
This is very, very close. I don't think you can go wrong with either one. I don't think either one has more upside than the other. I do have Alex Smith ranked 10 and Josh McCown ranked 9th. McCown is playing against the 32nd, the worst defense in the league when it comes to opposing quarterbacks, and Alex Smith is playing against the 29th ranked defense. So the schedule's there, the matchup is there, it's pretty much the same. If you've been rolling with Alex Smith, then stick with Alex Smith, but I can't blame you for wanting to use Josh McCown.
I've been using
Philip Rivers all year long. I'm going with Josh McCown on Monday night.
Next email's from Michael W. First off, tight end Cameron or Cook?
Cameron.
Okay, I'm just looking for a scoring system. Standard. Two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex out of this group. First, the running backs, Bill. Moreno, Andre Brown, DeMarco Murray, Vereen, Rice, Geo. Pick two.
Knowshon Moreno and DeMarco Murray.
All right, pick two of these wide receivers. Megatron, Josh Gordon, Jordy Nelson, Pierre Garçon.
Calvin Johnson and Josh Gordon.
All right, so now in the flex, you could go Andre Brown, you can go Vereen, Rice, Geo, or Nelson.
He said it's a standard league?
Yep.
While Ray Rice is out, I'm going to go with Andre Brown.
I agree.
Moreno, Brown, Murray, Megatron, and Gordon.
Okay. The next email, Bill, I'd like you to take a look at it with me because I'm a little confused as to this. Is this a relative of Knowshon Moreno?
German Moreno.
German Moreno.
Waco, Texas, home of the Baylor Bears.
Okay. I didn't know if it was Noshan's brother, German. Name's German.
Well, listen, I know Calvin's brother's Curvin. I don't know what Noshan's brother's name is.
Well, maybe it's his brother. Anyway, okay. Hey, guys, I listen to your show all the time. I pick up advice you guys give to other people and use it in my fantasy leagues. I'm in three leagues. I'm in two, and I'm in first place. The other, I'm in second place. So he's doing very well, Bill. I need some help this week. Standard scoring. Help me choose players for this week's lineup. Choose two of these three. Donald Brown, Zach Stacy, Ryan Matthews.
Stacy and Matthews.
Choose one for the flex. Crabtree, Cruz, Decker.
Cruz. I was just debating. It's not Crabtree for me. It's between Cruz and Decker, and I'm going to go with Cruz.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He hasn't scored since, like, June.
I know.
Wow. Mm. I hope you don't anger German Moreno with that advice. Choose two here, Bill. This is differently. Crabtree, Fitzgerald, Cruz, Amendola, Cooper, Riley Cooper.
Cooper and Fitz.
Okay. Another league, League 3. Choose one, Edelman, Garçon, Cruz, Harvin.
Cruz.
A lot of Cruz. Running back, choose one. One for running back and one for the flex. Geo, Ridley, Vereen, MJD.
Is it PPR?
I think it's standard.
Geo and MJD.
Okay. Brady or Foles, quarterback?
Brady.
What is he trying to get at here? Oh, Orange Julius or Jordan Reed, tight end?
It depends which one is playing.
Yeah, I agree. It's dangerous to have those two guys right now.
Yeah, it sure is.
Make sure one of them is playing and play that guy. I would play Orange Julius and Jordan Reed. If both are healthy, I'd go with Orange Julius.
Okay.
Chiefs D or 49ers D?
Chiefs.
All right. He says, sorry for the long email. Thanks for your time. The truth.
Truth.
Last one. Looks like we got another email from Michael W.
M. Dubs.
He says, hey, guys, I sent an email earlier with a different league. I'm in one more playoff and have some more questions. I need one running back and two
running backs. Todd, you really do think on your feet because in the email he says, I'm in one more playoff and had done questions. And you changed that quickly to said have some, which is
I do
what
that all
really
the time because these emailers don't not spell.
I'm telling you, you are talented.
Very talented. He needs one running back, two wide receivers, and a flex, Bill.
Okay.
One running back, two wide receivers, and a flex. Andre Brown, Gio, Ben Tate, Zach Stacy. Who's your number one running back?
Andre Brown.
All right. Pick two wide receivers. Victor Cruz, Demaryius Thomas, T.Y. Hilton, Keenan Allen.
Allen and Thomas.
Pick a flex from the scraps.
You know, it's close between Giovanni Bernard and Ben Tate. I'm going to go with Tate.
I think I agree with you there. It is standard scoring.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tate there.
He says, you guys are great and have helped me be top in points in three of my five leagues.
The truth.
So there you go. I think that's it for the emails.
Nice.
Plenty of time now for Kevin to chime in and fret about his lineup.
All right, Kev, what do you got?
I already told you, and you answered it. I'm going to go with Novak for a kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't make any more trades, so I don't have anything else to do.
So why don't you tell us the lineup you're rolling with here?
It's going to take me a minute to pull it up.
Oh, boy.
I was actually doing work trying to get something ready for the end of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you going to do, actually play music or something?
A little kind of funny clip for the end of the show.
Really? All right. Well, you can work on that, but I'll talk about something more.
No, I got in the standard league.
Todd, God forbid, he wants to do something for the show.
He's gonna take his
roster questions over that every 9 times out of 10.
I do everything you ask me for the show. Right?
Kevin, you are the best. I'm only busting your chops.
So for the standard league it's just the only thing that's goofy about it is that it gives you a point for every 10 punt return yards and every 25 kick return yards. That's the only thing that's goofy.
Yeah.
I got Brady for my quarterback. I got DeMarco Murray and Benjarvis Green-Ellis as my two running backs with Ryan Matthews as my flex.
DeMarco Murray, Benjarvis Green-Ellis, and Ryan Matthews? Okay.
Yeah, as my three backs. I got Ridley and Sproles on the bench, which is where you guys told me to leave them. For my wide receivers, I needed three of them. I'm going with DeSean Jackson, Jordy Nelson, and I'm going with Kendall Wright. I'm going to leave Edelman, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Jacoby Jones on the bench. You like Jacoby Jones. I know you do.
I do, man.
That's the one switch you want me to make is put in Jacoby Jones for Kendall Wright, don't you?
And it's only because of those punt and kick returns. It's a non-PPR league, right?
Yeah. The only thing that scares me about that is that he's boom or bust, and B, they're going to be playing in what looks like a snowstorm.
Yeah, and that's when kick returns happen.
I don't know. I could switch it, but that's you asked me what I have presently. I just pulled
it. All right, listen. If you want to go with the safe lineup, Kendall Wright is obviously not – he's a good option.
But I have the chance to get a lot more with – you know, there's a risk-reward factor there. For my defense, I've got the Arizona Cardinals, who are hosting the St. Louis Rams.
That's all right.
They're the sixth-ranked defense in fantasy this year.
According to who?
ESPN. Well, I'm just looking at the thing.
Oh.
I'm just. I just have
not
my
this.
Page.
Not this week.
No,
but
no.
This
I just.
League.
I, yeah. I just okay, have okay. my. I just have my page up.
All right.
The
yeah. They're not bad.
And then I got Novak as the kicker. So my bench right now is Ridley, Sproles, Edelman, Patterson, and Jacoby Jones.
Yeah. You're really all in on those returners, huh?
Well, I told you when we were kind of talking about the whole return thing last show. I've started the last 3 weeks. I've started Patterson, and he's got me
he's
anywhere
well.
From 8 to 15 points.
Sure.
Which has been, you know, I mean, that's good if you're getting that out of, like, a flex spot, especially in a standard league where you're not getting PPR. But I think I didn't watch the game, guys, last week, and shame on me for not watching it. But, you know, he had the rushing touchdown, but other than that, I think he had one catch for 4 yards. But usually you'll see him get 5 or 6 points in return yardage. But the Bears must have kicked away from him because he didn't get any points in return yardage. And when I looked up the box score, the only two kick returns Minnesota had looked like they were from up men. One was a tight end, and one looked like a fullback.
Yeah, it could be. And
so they must have just been trying to – Robbie Gould must have just been – I think that game was in Minnesota, if you correct me on that. I think
it was.
So inside, Gould must have been putting them through the end zone is the only thing I can think of. So in the other league, you have to start the two quarterback. I'm in round one of the playoffs here.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Brady and Matt Stafford, who, depending on weather with Stafford, they're ranked up there for quarterbacks. I got Shady McCoy as one running back. I got Pierre Thomas as my other running back. I got Bobby Rainey as my flex. I've got Andre Johnson as one receiver. Eric Decker as another. Danny Amendola as my third. I got Jason Witten as my tight end. The Cardinals defense and Gostkowski kicking.
Wow. Okay, sounds good.
It's a winning lineup.
Yeah, I have in that league. I also have on the bench. I have Sproles. I have Kobe Fleener, DeAndre Hopkins, Hakeem Nicks, Rod Streeter, and D'Angelo Williams on the bench. I just picked up Nicks off the waiver wire. I got him on my claim. I just figured he's a guy that's got a lot of talent. I'm not going to just plug him in my lineup, obviously, but he's a guy that I could easily, if I'm knock on wood, fortunate enough to advance. I really don't like playing Amendola, so I've been trying to pick up some receivers that I think maybe could give me a little bit more productivity out of that third wide receiver slot.
Right.
So I know you guys are down, especially Bill. I know you're down on Nicks.
I am. Todd, even more so.
But you look at the guy, and I can't figure out for the life of me what's going on with him, because I think he's got a lot of talent, and I think he's got a lot of the tools you need to be a successful receiver, but he just can't seem to get it together. And it's a contract year too, which is just bizarre. You'd think he'd be trying to play out of his mind, but maybe he's nervous because it's a contract year.
The interesting thing to me is this is the first time he's been healthy in his career, and he's not even doing it. In the past, he's always been hurt, and he's been getting it done.
So,
this year, he's healthy, and he's not getting it
done. So from what I read, Bill, and the reason I didn't have a high waiver claim. I think out of 10, I was like 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I used my priority to just grab him is because I saw he is owned, and both of my leagues are ESPN. He is owned in 95% of the ESPN leagues. He's a guy with some upside, and like you said, Bill, I happened to check out some of the news on him before putting in my priority last night. And the injury report, he's been taken off it completely. So he's got nothing kind of ailing him. So I figure, who knows? I know it's a real long shot, but if fortune, I can't, Bill, in good conscience, I don't think, just plug him in a playoff week right now.
Absolutely
I mean, even though Amendola sucks, I just don't think I can do it. But
wait, those are your two options, Amendola or Nicks?
Well, my third wide receiver, I have Amendola, I have Nicks, DeAndre Hopkins, and Rod Streeter. That's pretty much it.
I'd put in Streeter.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to wait till Sunday to make the choice on the third wide receiver. I just have Amendola in there as a placeholder. But like I said, Bill, about Nicks, with him being healthy, you know, say he goes out and he does something this week, and I'm, knock on wood, fortunate enough to advance, he's a guy I can look at in these last 4 weeks to possibly help me make a run if he gets hot. I was just, you know, trying to look down the road, give yourself as many options as possible.
Right.
So I figured he was worth, like, you know, this, at least putting in a priority on the waiver wire, especially when you have like the 7th one, you know.
Yep.
You're not going to get your first choice, so you might as well try to go for a more realistic guy.
Yeah.
So I felt kind of actually fortunate to grab him. I thought one of the other guys in the league would grab him, but I think I made out on that one.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
But good luck to you guys. I know you're probably in a ton of different leagues and all, or in your playoffs too.
Yes, this is a big week. Two of my leagues have a bye. Two of my leagues I'm fighting for to advance.
Yeah. No, it's a big week for everybody. I'm feeling it. I'm sweating in here in the studio.
That's what makes fantasy so much fun.
Yeah, and like I said, there's going to be, I guarantee you, one, if not all three of us, in one league or another that we're in, are going to be ready to put our fist through the TV because someone on our bench.
Someone's going to have a story to tell.
Exactly.
I agree.
Someone's going to get screwed, or someone's going to have their bench just go off. You know,
we look forward to that on Tuesday. Hopefully it's none of us, but it's one of our, you know, emailers.
Hopefully.
All right, we're a little bit over time today. Todd, do you have any closing thoughts before we take off?
10-4.
Oh, Jesus. Kevin, what do you got?
I got one thing to say to you, Bill.
What's that? Do you want to play rough? Okay. You like that?
Say hello to my little friend.
You like that? I know that.
It's one thing I had to say to you, Bill.
There you go. I like that.
Love. Was that the funny ending that you've been working on for the last hour?
That was just one. That was just a clip that I pulled up. It's not a funny ending. I just wanted some gun sounds. That's all.
There's a big Tony Montana cutout right behind me. It's about 6 feet tall. Staring right at me.
I just like gun noises.
All right, well, I like fantasy football victories, and hopefully everyone out there gets theirs this weekend. I want to give a quick shout-out to the Brad, the Angry Browns fan, for joining us today, as well as Kerry Byrne from ColdHardFootballFacts.com. On behalf of Todd DeVries, Kevin Collins, I'm Bill Enright. Thank you for listening to Football Nation on Patriots.com Radio, and best of luck in your fantasy football matchup.